When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hi.
This is the Anna Munchies podcast, where we talk about life and food in Southern California, from here in LA all the way to San Diego and in between. Then we flip on that nerd switch, talk about anime, gaming, and Haley's specialty,
K-pop.
So, food.
Where are we going today?
Here in LA. Well, in LA County, technically. We are driving over to, one of our favorite, actually, sadly, they closed one, but there's still hope, because there's one open. Mm-hmm. The original one is in Torrance. And if you're a big, Wagyu beef fan like we are, mm-hmm. definitely meat eaters, definitely carnivores here, you will definitely enjoy this one place called Red Rock. Mm-hmm. Red Rock. Is actually known for, is it roast beef kind of
thing? Yeah, it's a roast beef. It's like sliced roast beef.
Really like nicely like sliced.
And it's not like fully cooked either.
Right. Roast beef. And it's like, it says it's Kobe. Mm-hmm. Kobe beef. And it's like, basically it's a don. So it's like a rice bowl. And then it's like a mountain.
They stack
Wagyu,
that.
Like Kobe beef. it's literally a mountain.
So
it's
like
huge.
It's rice, and then they stack it up.
It's
up,
vertical.
Up, up, up.
It is. This thing has really got high. Some height.
Yeah.
Like even the regular size. There's
two sizes. There's a regular size, which I think is like $12.99, and then a larger bowl, which is like $15.99. So it's not super expensive.
Surprisingly,
I think it's like
too,
decent,
especially for what
quality.
It is. Yeah,
the meat is really good because it's from Japan. Like I think they.
I think it is, because that's what they say. It is Kobe beef, because Kobe beef. When you hear Kobe beef, people just think, you know, high quality. It's actually, you know, that's an area in Japan, mm-hmm. called Kobe, which is known for their quality of meat because of how they raise the cattle over there.
Happy cows.
They're very happy cows. Very fat cows, as you could tell, because the marbling is insane. Mm-hmm. But when you hear the word Wagyu is the type of beef. So, I mean, Wagyu could be Kobe, but Kobe is not all like Kobe beef is Wagyu kind of thing. So, there's other different areas and regions in Japan like that they have Wagyu style or type beef, but Kobe is like the specifically like the region, and that's the more popular like region that does like beef. But I think I've heard recently that throughout like the past recent years that there's been other locations and regions in Japan, I don't know specifically off the top of my head, that have like kind of dethroned Kobe.
Oh, really?
So there's some really good quality meats because of just how they raise the cattle and the cows there. And I think specific type of cows and cattle. Not too sure about the details. Maybe one day we'll see if we
we'll go more into detail with that.
Yeah, but Red Rock is cool because, I mean, the beef itself, it's not super hot either because it's kind of warm.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, it's a really, like, vertical, like, bowl of beef. You'll see, like, when you see the picture.
It's
basically
a mountain of beef.
It's a mountain, a glorious mountain of beef.
Right.
And at the top of the summit is this beautiful orange egg yolk.
Yeah.
And it's what type?
Jidori egg.
Jidori egg.
Yeah. So it's called a type of egg. It's called Jidori egg because I think it's raised by, I mean, it's laid by specific chickens.
Okay.
I have the name. It's called Hinai Jidori chickens. And then basically the difference between like that and like American eggs or like our regular standard eggs is the yolk is very, very orange. It's like a dark orange.
It's like super rich and it's like amazing because it's at the top and then falling off on the side of the mountain cliffs is like this avalanche. Nice like creamy like yogurt sauce that they have dripping from the snow top of the Jidori egg.
Right. And then I think there's an option too because some people don't like the yogurt I was reading.
Oh, really?
Like, but I mean, sure it's like, you can ask for it on the side or not at all.
And it's like, I'm sure there's people out there that are kind of weirded out by like the raw egg also.
Right, of course.
But that's like a common thing in Japan. You go to Yoshinoya, like every Yoshinoya, like, which is like on every corner of the street.
Yeah, in Japan.
And you get like, you get a raw egg.
Yeah, it's just like all the standard over there. Because like, I think in Japan too, their typical breakfast too is rice and then raw egg and then they mix it
with the raw
sauce
egg.
And that's all they eat what they'll eat.
And I guess it kind of cooks a little bit with the hot rice the warm rice and I really like it a lot, but obviously Haley too, she's like a big egg fan. She named her bird
tamago
which is egg in Japanese if you don't know. And I think that it makes it a lot more creamier too, like the rice is creamy,
really creamy.
So good. I mean, like, and then this one, like, Red Rock's quality of the meat and their, like, food quality in general, so, so good. I mean, it was one of the first places that I've had, like, Kobe-style, like, roast beef, like, on a mountain of it on top of rice with, like, the Jidori egg and the yogurt. And they have locations in Japan, right?
Right. It's originally from Japan.
Okay, right.
So, I remember when we went to Japan, I think, was it the first time? We saw it, but we didn't go because we didn't know what it was. And then when we came back to LA,
for some reason, luckily.
Like, yeah, and then we're like, oh my God, they have one here. And then your sister's boyfriend was like, oh yeah, we ate that when we were in Japan as well. And he said that the quality and like the taste of it is exactly the same as the one in Japan.
Oh, okay.
So I mean,
so then
you're getting
definitely
good
go.
Good stuff.
So if you're here in Southern California with us, just drive over to Torrance because Torrance is the only location that has it currently now. Mm-hmm. They unfortunately closed the location right here in Sawtelle.
Yeah.
We're next to B Suite and all this amazing stuff. Probably. Because, I mean, that area, like the location where the one in Sawtelle was located was like that little plaza thing.
Yeah, it's probably expensive.
There's no outdoor seating area for them too. And then with California's guidelines, there was no indoor dining. It's almost been
a
year.
Shut down for a year.
And there's nowhere for them to have outdoor dining.
Right.
So it's only takeout. And it's one of those things where it's kind of,
you want to dine in for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like the experience and the taste, it just feels like it doesn't feel the same. It feels more cheap.
Right.
I feel, you know, when you need something more quality and like more high end like that.
Yeah. And because you want the presentation too.
Oh,
you don't want it like stuck in a takeaway container.
Yeah. It's like instead of a mountain, it's just like the plains.
It's just like
flatlands.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if anything, definitely you can always go to Torrance, check it out. They also have other stuff. Like they actually have steak because obviously
they have
high quality meat. Yeah, they have tomahawk Kobe like steak. I don't know if it's actually Kobe. Don't quote me on that. But it's probably some high end like type of Wagyu cut.
Yeah.
And
the last time we went to, I ordered an omurice with pork cutlet and curry, and that was bomb.
Yeah, the omelet rice, which is like their version of like omelets. They make it look a lot nicer.
Yeah.
Than here.
They like flip it over the rice, and it's like really presentable.
It's like a little. It's like a nice thin
blanket over the rice. Yeah.
And then yeah, they had the pork cutlet on top. It was sliced like perfectly.
Yeah. It was like nice and
the pictures
tender.
That like if you're watching this video like on YouTube and not just listening on the podcast, these pictures, the ones that look crazy, are from my phone.
Yeah, it's like it's the ones that we took. Like the presentation is so good. It looks like the picture.
It's actually our photo. And then like I remember posting on Instagram, and then Red Rock, when I tagged them, they asked and they used the photos right, that we took on their so Instagram good. Account. Yeah, because it looks amazing. It looks exactly how like you imagine and it how it looks like probably in the menu photos.
Yeah, I feel like Japanese food presentation, they always
Live up
to it.
Yeah, they live up to like the photos like, that you see. Like when you go to like even like Mitsuo Market in the little like cafeteria, right. And they have like little like models
like
of
the
different dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the displays. And when you look at it and you get your actual food, you're like,
yeah,
that's actually
same.
Pretty close compared to like compared to like freaking McDonald's and that like
right.
All these other fast food like Burger King and stuff when you see it on TV.
I know. Like all squished.
When you get it, it's
your
like
burgers all
just
squished.
Like disappointment.
I feel like even the ones in Japan, the McDonald's, like their buns are nice and like
they actually look
and round.
I don't know how they do it. Japan probably has a secret that we don't know.
They just put more care into things.
Here they don't. No F's. No shits given.
Yeah.
I don't really care. But Red Rock is definitely one place we definitely would recommend as a fellow carnivore. To any other carnivores watching.
Yeah,
this.
And I feel like it's a lot of food because I don't think I ever finish it.
It's a lot of meat for the price.
I think the first time we went, we got a bowl each, like a large one each, and I was like, "This was a mistake."
It was perfect actually because I got some leftovers from home.
Yeah,
damn, I'm surprised it's $12.99. Maybe the price.
No, $12.99 for regular, large.
No, but still,
like
that's still pretty good for like how much you get out of that.
Yeah.
Oh man! Maybe, so
if the price
has gone up, then you'll know why. Because when you get it, it's pretty good. Yeah, because I was thinking about it's like, dang, $12.99. Why don't we should have went yesterday?
Yeah, I know.
It's okay. Yeah, we went to we were around Torrance yesterday too with a couple of our friends.
Yeah,
went to the Korean Friendship Bell. So it's in San Pedro next to Torrance. So if you ever want to go to the closest like. Marukai or Tokyo Central, grab
Tokyo
yourself
Central.
Some
yeah, they have like
some
a lot of
Japanese
bentos.
It's a Japanese market. It looks like Don Quixote, basically.
Yeah, it looks like the ones in Japan.
And just buy some food and have a nice picnic at the Korean Friendship Bell. We had to hop the fence because for some reason there's still the gates are closed for parking. Then everyone's in there. It's
there's like a lot of people and they all jump. We were watching people jump the fence and like struggling.
That was fun. That was very entertaining. Like trying to cheer on this one girl who didn't believe in herself. But
we
believed in her.
But she didn't make it.
Yeah, I know. But we believed in her. She could have made it, but she didn't believe in herself.
She like made it halfway over and then she like decided she wasn't going to make the jump down. So she went back the other way.
We're like, Yeah, that was fun. So. Torrance has a lot of Japanese stuff too, so if you live in that area, we'll live with you soon.
We're jealous.
In the future. In the future, maybe. There's definitely one place where we've always discussed like if we were to move somewhere and stay within like Los Angeles County, it would be there.
Yeah.
It'd be Torrance for sure. And I mean that's pretty much it for our little food talk for today.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely check it out though. Can't recommend it enough because I kind of want it. It's been so long.
Yeah,
Red
I don't
Rock.
Even remember though. It's probably been like a year.
It's been a while.
This is before COVID.
I need some to refresh my memory.
It was before COVID because we dined in.
Yeah, we were. That was a dine in, and that was the Sautel one.
Yeah.
We haven't even been to the Torrance one, and I think that was the first time we went to the Torrance one, like our first time maybe.
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago. Like you said, like when
we
were in Japan.
We came back from Japan. So that was 2 years ago.
Maybe three.
Time
is flying by. And so guess what that means, Haley?
K-poop.
It is K-pooping time. And we're going to be talking about another artist that's not from the typical big three, but now it's the big four.
Right. No
surprisingly.
BTS today.
Sorry, Haley. No BTS. Sorry, me. No Blackpink. Who is it?
Monsta X.
It is Monsta X.
Yes.
Not gonna lie, the music is pretty bomb.
Right.
Well, they sound really good. Well, at least they're English. Like, they have a whole album that was released practically a full year ago, like around Valentine's Day last year.
It was for Valentine's Day last year. They released their first all English album for Valentine's Day.
And it, yeah, it was
every
so
single
good.
Song is so good.
It's so it was so catchy. Even one of our other friends, like, we had him listen to it.
He doesn't even listen to K-pop.
Yeah, and then like whenever it played, because you can't tell. Like when I first heard it, I didn't even know it was K-pop. Yeah. It just sounded like some cool, like, I don't know, like some
who is this
like
new
pop
artist,
hip hop. No, not hip hop, but like R&B ish flow. Oh, it was it sounded so cool. And then come to find out, it's a K-pop group called Monsta. X.
Yeah, with an A.
Instead of ER.
But the how we found it, I remember we were at a K-pop store looking around, and then like the song came on, and then our like attention got directed to the TV, like, who is this? It, like, sounds so good.
And then I was like,
and we looked on the TV, I was like, who are
Korean.
They? Yeah. It was Monsta X.
It's in English. It's such
I was
a
like,
good
why
song.
Why can I understand?
Middle of the Night is the first song that you should listen to, like by Monsta X, because that one is the one that started it. And they have a lot of other good ones.
Yeah, like all their songs are really good, their English ones. To be honest, I haven't really listened to too much of their Korean ones, but the ones that I have, they're good as well. But I like their English album.
Yeah, it sounds like their English songs were more like what I would listen to. Like that's more like my type of.
Yeah, because like, I feel like their other kind of music is more like. Not so much pop. It's like rock.
It sounds like.
I don't know.
I don't even know how to describe it. It sounds more K-pop, like the hardcore stuff. K-pop. But yeah, like when we caught our friend, like he was just like singing to it or singing like along and everything. So it's super catchy. That's why. Like that song is so good. But Monsta X, it, since it's not part of the Big Four, what is the actual studio?
They're from Starship Entertainment. It's a smaller company.
Starship Entertainment. Interesting.
Yeah, so they don't really have any other active members that, oh, not active members, but like active groups that I'm currently following.
Okay.
But back long time ago, like 2011, 12.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, so I followed, oh no, it was even like 2010 actually. That's even.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it was a while ago, but Starship Entertainment had these two groups that I really liked. Sistar. Which was a four-member girl group also.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, so they're really good. I should show you them. And then, even though they're not active anymore, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then the other one was Boyfriend.
Are they boys or are they...
They're boys. Okay. But their music was really good, too, but neither of those groups are active anymore. They, like, split up.
Right.
So the only one that I really know now is, like, Monsta X.
If anything, it seems fairly rare. Like, Super Junior is, like, the only group I know of that is, like, still... existent from like those days in that era.
Yeah, but they're not even like complete because they're original. There were 12 of them. There's like maybe only 8 or something now.
I see. But not like the complete group, but then they're like technically it's there's still they saw
yeah,
songs
they're still
coming
active,
out.
And, yeah. Sing, like giving out music videos and albums.
Yeah. Monsta X though. I mean, they were supposed to, we were supposed to go to their concert
yeah,
last year because for some reason they were going to have a concert here last year
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was to promote their English album, like their first all English
so
and then,
much for that.
Great. Like we were going to buy tickets and everything and then of course it got canceled because of COVID.
We were going to get a ticket surprise for our friend Erwin
yeah,
who was the
we
one
we were just going to bring
one,
him with us.
Our friend that doesn't listen to K-pop but likes yeah. Monsta X's like songs. But yeah, like everything else, like I mean BTS and everything,
Blackpink
just had all fell
all
apart.
Canceled.
I mean, technically, wasn't last year at Coachella supposed to be Big Bang also?
Oh, don't remind me of that.
The Big Bang comeback.
So that was supposed to be like their actual comeback after freaking like how many years? 5 years maybe, without Seungri, of course. But that was like. All the VIP, which is like the fandom for Big Bang, that was
VIP.
Like their only hope kind of thing. Like, oh my god, they're going to make a comeback at Coachella and then like this could be the start of them like promoting again, putting out albums. But then friggin' COVID ruined that and I was so pissed off still about
punch
it.
Punch COVID
like,
in the face for ruining everything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ruined so many plans, so many lives, I'm sure, you know. I mean, we're complaining about like just this kind of stuff, and I know we have.
I know
family,
it's so petty, but
it's so petty, especially because we have family and friends, you know, that lost loved ones, and it's just kind of crazy how much, like, how much has happened ever since this all began.
Right.
It's just kind of insane, like to reflect and kind of look back.
I know. Of course, we're like thankful for our health and everything for ourselves.
Right. And I mean, vaccines being rolled out. We'll see how it all turns out.
But of course, hopefully we get live concerts soon. It's normal to be upset about these kind of things because that makes up like a part of our life, I guess.
And then like, it's like, you know, it has been planned before it all happened too. It's not like it was like, they're still just planning it. And then it happened. It, like, you know, tickets were out. Oh. We got tickets already. Like,
yeah, and then people had to, like, cancel
the year,
like,
before, if
their
anything.
Weddings, baby showers, everything like that.
Yeah. So, well, hopefully, end of this year or next year, they'll have. I mean, it looked like they are starting to have some people in concerts in some, like, parts of Asia.
Yeah, Asia, though, not here.
That's kind of crazy. Yeah, not here. Oh, no, not for
it'll
a while.
It'll probably be next year
it's
for us.
It's crazy because, like, even like for basketball, like, there's NBA teams and stadiums, like, on the East Coast, Midwest, that have limited numbers of actual guests and people actually viewing the games live.
Yeah, but it's not going to be, like,
a full
stadium.
But California doesn't even have anything open. Like, it's not open to anybody.
No, because we're
not. But I'm just trying to say, like, of course it's not going to be full, but there's actually, like, maybe there's a limited capacity of actual fans able to go inside the stadiums and watch it. Like, in, like, Atlanta and Texas and all these other places. It's kind of crazy. Yeah, but California, no way. I think we're the most strict in terms of, like, guidelines and, like, closures.
Yeah.
And it's really affected a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of, like, small businesses and all that. That's why it's kind of a back and forth battle between, like, a lot of people within California itself going against each other. It really sucks, but let's just hope it gets better.
Yes, because I want to see once the X in concert.
I want to see Blackpink.
Well, obviously that too, but we were talking about once the X.
I'm gonna break through, like, all those, like mini girl blinks, because I'm, like, this huge, like, dude. I'm gonna try to get to the front, and I'm gonna try to reach and give him my phone. So they could grab my phone and they can do a selfie with my phone.
That's still going to be a while till you're able to do that. They're not going to want to touch anything.
I know. I can dream.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And, well, Monsta X, check them out. We listen to them on Spotify since I have, like, the Spotify premium. But I'm sure you can find a lot of places to listen to them on.
Check out their music videos, too.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
I was going to say, would you even know the album, though?
I just know that it has
a heart. It's probably red and probably has heart.
I don't know what the name.
But Middle of the Night, Someone are, like, the two, like, big ones that pop into my head in terms of the song. So give it a listen if you haven't, because you'll be hooked. Like, it's really cool because it's, like, all English. So it's like you can throw it on your regular, like, because we have Haley has, like, her own K-pop playlist. So it's on the K-pop playlist, but I throw it in my, like, regular playlist, because you wouldn't be able to tell that it's actually K-pop because it's all English. I can understand everything. The grammar is not too bad either. So
no, they're pretty good. I think, like, a few of the members know how to speak.
They train them well. They could
fluent English.
That English is not just, like, fob, like, Asian English.
They have, like, no accent.
It's not English. Mm-hmm. It's English. It's actual English.
Yeah.
Check them out. Monsta X. Remember, Monsta with an A, no ER, space, then literally letter X.
Yes.
And so with that little K-pop thing, K-pop talk, because it's not really news. It's just talk this time. We'll kind of go into gaming, and one of the more recent games, because if you have noticed, a lot of the games that when we talk about are more like retro or kind of not really like action, like Call of Duty, all this kind of stuff.
It's more like fantasy.
Because I like playing JRPGs, mostly JRPGs, like, recently. So this is what you're going to get then from me. I used to play Call of Duty a lot, you know, Battlefield. And that was back, like, when I was in college. But now I have more refined and girly tastes and nerdy tastes. Like, otaku tastes. Atelier Ryza. That, actually, the second one just came out on January 25th or 26th of this year. So that's, like, just like a week or 2 weeks ago, which is crazy. And it's a JRPG. It follows this heroine named Ryza, like Ryzalin, but they call her Ryza for short. I was able to get my hands on this, like, awesome collector's edition.
Right.
for the Switch, of course, because I play always on like Nintendo Switch because I love the handheld mode. Mm-hmm. I could play like all my games like just laying in bed,
right?
Instead of always having to stay like in whatever room we have the console hooked up to, which is the living room for us.
Yeah.
And it's a JRPG. It's really cute. I really like the whole. It's very compared to a lot of other JRPGs where it's like there's action here because it's a JRPG.
Mm.
But it's not, it doesn't feel super like serious, like lives on the line kind of thing where like this one is more like, I can't find the real word for it, but it's like more like, it feels more wholesome.
Carefree.
Carefree. Yeah. It's like more carefree, wholesome. It's not like anything intense where like, you know, you're fighting to save someone or like, you know, free someone
then
or like get away.
Battling
you're
back.
Like it's, it, and I was going to like, so the whole premise though is just, this girl living in like this small village, mm-hmm. she wants to go out and explore the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they've been stuck and living in this village like all this time. And the name Atelier, if you look up what it is, it's like a means workshop. So the
French,
it's, I think it's, it sounds French,
mm-hmm.
French. and Atelier, like the reason why they call it this, there's actually. Let me start. Okay. there's so much shit going on in my head. Let me gather myself and kind of.
Yeah.
Atelier Ryza, the name for Atelier is because like it's a workshop. So it a lot of it is based on crafting.
Mm.
That's like the biggest and main component of this game where you craft a lot of things, including the weapons and a lot of the usable items. And so that's like, so you like literally like when you start crafting in this game, it's like you could pick like, you grab spider webs and like all these different stuff like from the trees and like you find back, like you can find like a lot of stuff. Like the inventory is insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I think like 1500 or 2k
mm-hmm.
that you could throw in there because you're going to have to use a lot of items to make other items that you need to progress throughout the game.
Mm-hmm.
And Atelier Ryza is really cool because I was kind of looking more into it because I think I've heard of it before, but Atelier Ryza is the newest version of, or the newest series of the Atelier series.
Mm-hmm.
Atelier has been out for a while and the girls look different because they're more like the typical like heroine, like girl, like girly looking JRPG. Like they're always like, you know, skinny legs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why Atelier Ryza got really popular.
Why it attracted him so badly is because the main character
is thick.
She has like super
quadruple C's, like thick,
super thick thighs.
And then that's like, not that's, just me. A lot of guys,
no, obviously,
a lot of guys like were like, that's what, because I think a lot of had a lot of females in Japan, and of course there's guys too. But I think this kind of grabbed the attention of a lot of other guys that don't usually. Or never heard of this, or like don't play this usual genre. And there's a reason why she's like those thighs.
They're really
barely
big.
Fit into the into
they're
those
tiny little into shorts. Those,
like shorts and like it's like you can see it like
you're,
the
like
girth
it's being
and the squish. the squish. Yeah. So I mean, that's what like the heroine is thick, and which is really different from obviously like
yeah, everything like look that at the, you all see. The girls in Final Fantasy, they're all tiny.
Yeah, and they're like, you know, athletic. I mean, she's like athletic and stuff, but she's like thick. Like, mm-hmm. it's not just like the top part. We're like, it's the bottom part.
Yeah, it's mainly the bottom part.
You could tell there's some, those things are juicy. Like,
I
really.
Wonder who like designed her. They must have had a thing for like booty and thighs, probably.
God bless that man or woman that thought of this idea. Cause
oh, yeah,
it's
it
sold.
Could have been a woman.
I think after like this release and people saw, like, it became like, it trended on Twitter
and sure.
Instagram a lot, like when it first came out, and like their collector's editions and all the, even the regular editions in like North America
mm-hmm.
sold out. Like you wouldn't be able, you couldn't find them anymore.
He couldn't even find
I was on a mission to try to get them. I was being patient. I finally landed one for a decent price on
eBay.
People
were selling it, like how much?
Like, oh, just the regular one, which is the one, like if you're watching, like right here, the first one. Like it's like sold for like 120 to like 160.
How much is it usually
retail is what, 59, 49 for Switch games.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're sought after, and I think obviously the majority of it is not just. I mean, this is to get the your attention is the thighs, obviously,
right.
But the gameplay itself is like I said, it's fun and it looks. I showed Haley some of the gameplay when I was playing it. Like the background, like it looks so nice. They
it's
made
very
it
pretty. Artwork,
the artwork, and like the design of it. They wanted it to make feel. It feels like you're in an anime, like an actual anime.
Yeah, it does seem like an anime.
And they like emphasize how they want you to enjoy, like, you know, the actual mood and the tone and the setting of the game, because they have like a camera mode where you can just free camera and take your own photos and position it. Mm-hmm. So the Atelier Ryza, like, first one came out a couple years ago, and Ryza 2 just came out, and it's like a 3-year leap. I don't know much about it because I haven't touched or played it.
No,
I opened up the box to see what I got.
I mean, may as well get it before it sells out.
Yeah. So. Oh, because it's already gone. Like, yeah. You can't get the collector's edition for Ryza 2. So it's a 3-year leap. She's still thick, still cute, but I don't know exactly the whole premise. So maybe when I play more of it and kind of get through that, we'll come back to this topic. I got no problems with that at all. But Atelier Ryza, if you're into JRPGs, it's definitely something to check out. It's really different. And, I mean, with that, we also have another topic that we are very passionate about. Anime.
Yes, anime.
And this time, something that we are all, I'm sure a lot of people in the anime community follow and watch. Attack on Titan. The final season.
Yeah, the final season. I can't believe it.
The last episode was kind of mind-blowing for you. Because I read it. I was like, oh shit, here it comes. Oh my god, here it comes. Here it comes again.
He was waiting to see my reaction because he already knew what was going to happen. I'm not going to say anything because probably people haven't even caught up yet. But all I'm asking him every single episode, Levi's not going to die, right? He's not going to die.
That's all
right?
She cares
Is
about.
Is anything going to happen to him? If anything happens to him, I don't want to watch this anymore.
That's all she cares about. So, I mean, Attack on Titan season 3, like, as a manga reader.
Season 3?
Season 4. The final season, I mean. As a manga reader, it's so, like, I think they did such a good job. Like, the whole anime series,
it
really follows the manga, like, perfectly.
That's good, though.
Very, like, if there's any differences, I didn't even really notice because they really do a good job following
it. Even, like, the dialogue.
They don't go, they don't, like, skip out on stupid stuff or, like, even the smallest things. And they don't, like, branch out, have fillers or
make up their own BS. Yeah, that's the good thing about Attack on Titan. They never have fillers.
Yeah. Oh, God. Naruto. Like, it gives me Naruto nightmares thinking
it's
fillers.
It's, like, just straight to the point.
But, yeah, so I'll tell you right. Attack.
Obviously, he's thinking about something else.
I still got something else in my brain. Get out. Oh.
Attack on Titan.
I mean, Atelier Ryza. I mean, that's why they, like I said, everyone's simping for Ryza.
We're talking about Attack on Titan now, so I can
simp about Levi. Simping for Levi right now, sorry.
Levi.
But they do such a good job, and I think the reason why I like watching it too, even after reading it, I love the action.
Oh, yeah.
I love seeing all the action sequences, especially like when the Warhammer Titan came out.
Yeah, I'm sure it's so different. Like, just reading it and seeing it and still.
Dude, I got, like, a good imagination, a vivid imagination. Yeah, but I'm like, man.
I can't. That's right. That's the reason why I don't read manga, is because I needed them to, like, talk.
Come to life.
And have color.
Haley's lazy, basically, and wants the anime to do all the work for her so she could just watch and hear and see everything. And a final season, if you're watching it, I mean, I don't want to spoil it if you haven't watched the last episode, but I was like, oh, here it comes.
Yeah.
We lose a major character.
Thrones.
Yeah, Attack on Titan is like the anime kind of Game of Thrones.
They don't care if it's a main character.
You're going to lose some. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on and more to come.
Oh. Well, that really worries me.
More to come. Eren becomes the biggest doucher.
Yeah, he keeps saying that. And I'm like, really? He seems so nice.
Eren becomes a friggin' piece of shit.
Oh, no. I'm probably still.
But, I mean, this is the reason why. He's like, you know,
I'm sure
all that
he
revenge.
Has reasons.
Yeah, like revengeful reasons.
Yeah.
But you'll see. Just hang in there, because we're all gonna be watching it anyway.
Yeah, it's crazy though. Like, if you haven't watched Attack on Titan, you need to. It's like such a different kind of storyline for an anime. I don't think there's anything like that at all.
And for those people that are watching the final season, I'm sure you got confused in the beginning too. Haley was confused. It's a good thing I read it, so I explained it to her, because you're probably like, what the hell? Who are these people? What's going on now?
Right.
And it's kind of like I was able to kind of recap Haley on, like, what's going on, because, you know, it's kind of been since season 3 came out.
When did that come out? Like a year ago?
Maybe even more.
Yeah.
And plus with COVID and all these other animes going on, it's kind of hard to kind of remember where you left off sometimes. But Attack on Titan, love that action and everything.
Yeah, Levi's so badass.
Oh yeah, Levi's awesome.
And even Mikasa.
Yeah, of course. Any Ackerman. If you're an Ackerman, you're awesome.
Yeah. So it's in their blood.
I was going to say, so check out if you haven't. You should, if you're listening to this, I'd be surprised if you're not watching Attack or listening or reading Attack.
I mean, maybe
Attack
some people don't like that kind of, because it's very gory.
Yeah, there's a lot of cringe, like, ooh, like, yeah, especially like the first season.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's so good, though.
It's really interesting. That's why I think it's really good, because it's like very interesting. And you want to know what happens.
So deep.
Yeah. And it's very unique. Like, when the hell would have thought giant
titans,
like skin, giant skinless people are like,
yeah, like, it come goes on, and then, like, so like
weird, crazy,
deep, though,
creepy looking
in the first season,
giant people.
You don't really think about it. Like, oh, where are they even coming from? Like,
right.
Why are there titans? Like, right. Why are they attacking these cities and stuff?
Yeah. So if you want to find out why or
so
what's going
good.
On, Attack on Titan, highly recommend it.
Isn't there like a new episode today?
Probably after we're done recording all this. We got a lot of stuff we gotta watch. Haley has her whoring me up.
I know. Whatever.
I'm just kidding. I love that shit. Love that shit.
What the heck?
Oh, yeah. So we're going to watch that, all that stuff after this while I'm importing all the videos. If, like always, if you have any comments, questions, stories to share, we have that animunchiesla@gmail.com. Feel free to leave a line. Hello or whatever you like.
Yeah,
please.
Or like if you want us to talk about like a certain anime or K-pop group.
Yeah, we could talk about, yeah, just give us some ideas and shoot, we'll sold.
Yeah.
We'll take it. But as always, you know, thank you as always for joining us wherever you are in the globe. If you're laying down, sitting down, lying down. I said lying down already, but I said with an A, laying down. Standing up or whatever you're doing. Thank you for joining us as always. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.